Ephraim feedeth on wind, and pursueth after the east wind. All day long he multiplieth lies and desolation, and they make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried into Egypt. Jehovah hath also a controversy with Judah, and he will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and in his strength he wrestled with God. Yea, he wrestled with the angel, and prevailed. He wept, and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Even Jehovah, the God of hosts, Jehovah is his memorial. And thou, return unto thy God. Keep loving kindness and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant. Balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim saith, Nevertheless, I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labours they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. But I that am Jehovah thy God from the land of Egypt will again make thee to dwell in tents, as in the days of the solemn feast. And I have spoken to the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and by means of the prophets have I used similitudes. If Gilead is iniquity, surely they are but vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal, yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet Jehovah brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly, and his Lord shall leave his blood upon him, and recompense unto him his reproach.